A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Today's daf, Baruch HaSamach Gimel, Amud Beis, 63b, pagination, page 126. Very historic Gemara to conclude the Masechta of Brachas. It would seem that Chazal, as they codified the Gemara, understood that this is the end of the first Masechta. And almost by way of momentum, they put in here a piece regarding Kerem B'Yavne, the gathering by Yavne. What was Yavne? So you remember from the stories of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, Yavne was the place where the Sanhedrin relocated to and restarted, so to speak, the succession of Jewish tradition. Until then, it was focused on Yerushalayim and the Sanhedrin HaGadol that was there. And they did the transfer successfully to Yavne, even years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Gemara here tells us, it's about 15 lines from the top, beginning of the line, Kishenichnusu Rabosenu Lekerem B'Yavne. When the rabbis entered into the Kerem B'Yavne, the word Kerem literally means a vineyard. It's described because people were seated in rows as they gathered. So apparently that was the impression and that's the expression. But when they gathered in Yavne, Hayusham, there were different Gedolim. Paschu kulam b'chvod achsanya v'dorshu. You skip two lines there, the list of Rabbanim, and then what did they do? They opened up with discussion about the hosts. You have to appreciate what happened here. They basically invaded this town. They invited all the Talmidei Chachamim of the generation to come and build momentum with them in Yavne, and the locals were hospitable. They helped out. And therefore, they began the discussions by praising the hosts, by praising the Balabatim. So the first section seems to actually be praising the Talmidei Chachamim. And the second section on the Amud praises hosts. Both of them are considered praises of hosts. Because there are two ways you could praise somebody. You could either praise what he does, and the way to praise what he does is to praise the Talmidei Chachamim, and then these people feel that they are indeed hosting special people, and they feel good about themselves, that they invested in something worthwhile. So you praise Torah. And then the second part of the Amud discusses people who did hospitality and saying that these people are even greater than those people. Let's be specific. Yisro hosted Moshe. But he hosted him so that his daughter should get married off or whatever. And these people are hosting us. How much greater? And this is the way of Darshanim to describe the greatness of the honoree, so to speak. The Mitzrim, the Egyptians, hosted us. But they hosted us and enslaved us. What about people who host us and they really host us? Oved Edom Hagiti, the person who hosted the Aron in between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So this person is a person who was tremendously blessed. If he was blessed, you should also be blessed. So I want to focus on a few passages that have to do with the honor of Torah, the honor of Talmidei Chachamim. And again, this seems to be a very historic type of Gemara in that they were looking back 500 years to the time when Torah was transferred from Yerushalayim to Yavne. And they're recording this some 500 years later in Babylonia, recognizing the great impact of that decision. And they're looking back and recording this is what happened when the transfer originally occurred, and look how successful it is. Now we're able to codify Talmud, we're able to write a book, so to speak, a manuscript, that would be disseminated and record Torah forever, so that the Jew in exile should not lose that great achievement. So let's start in the wide lines. It's about seven lines down. There's a two dots in the middle of the line. And then it's Va'od Pasach, an additional thing that Rabbi Yehuda said, Bechavod Torah, in the honor of Torah. And as I said, the Gemara introduced all this, that this is in the honor of the hosts. But if you praise Torah, and the hosts went all out to accommodate this necessary transfer to Yavne, so then you're really praising the hosts. V'dorash, and he explained the following. Haskes u'shema Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Devarim that says, listen, Klal Yisrael, hayom hazeh nihyesa la'am, on this day you became a nation. So the Gemara asks, v'chi oso hayom nitna Torah le'Yisrael, on this day you became a nation, on this day you received the Torah. V'alo oso yom sofar bo'im shana haya. Everybody knows that Devarim was said at the end of the 40 years in the desert. And the Torah was given when?
Mount Sinai
in the first year in the desert, 49 days after the Exodus. So what do you mean today you are a nation? How can Moshe say that 40 years later? Ela lamedcha, what it's teaching you is an attitude. Shechaviva Torah alamdeh b'chol yom v'yom, Torah is dear in its freshness to those who learn it on every day. Ki yom shenitna mehar Sinai, on the same way that it was given by Har Sinai. It's fresh. We learn it, it's with a freshness. We know that Hashem is with us, giving us Siyata Deshmaya to understand His Word. Om Rabbi Tanchum Bereid Reb Chiyo Ish Kfar Akko. Rabbi Tanchum explained, Teda, pay attention. Sharei Odom Kori Kriya Shema HaShachris V'Arvis. A person says Shema every morning and every evening. Ve'erev Echad Eino Kore, and one night, he doesn't say Shema. What happens? Dome, it appears to him, k'mishalo korea kriya shema be'olam. It's as if he never said Shema. Because in this time period will never be replaced. And I missed it. It's monumental. And that's what we're saying, that every single moment it's viewed as fresh and not like something old from 40 years ago. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. They continued on the same pasuk. Haskes. What does the word haskes mean? Asu kitos kitos ve'isku ba'Torah. Make groups or mini groups and study Torah. But it should be in a group, a cat. Lefi she'ena Torah niknes ela b'chabura. Because the Torah is only acquired in a group. Kid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, Dom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean in Yirmiyah? Cherev el habadim vino alu, a sword to the badim, and they are shown as fools. What are badim? So you'll remember, Sukkis, we deal each stem of Hadas or Arava is called a bad. It's an individual. And then you bind it together, it becomes a group. But bad is the individual. So he says, Cherev, beginning of the next line, Cherev al soneim shel tamidei chachamim, a sword against the Torah scholars, sheyoshvim bad bevad, that sit as individuals, v'oskim b'Torah, and they study Torah, v'lo od ela shemetapshim, and not only a sword to them, I'm against them, but also they become fools. What's he saying? He's recommending that they don't, insisting, that they don't study as individuals. And he's saying, I'm going to throw a sword at them if they don't. What's the function of group study? That someone can object. There's interaction. Someone asks a question, someone gives an answer, someone notices something that the other people didn't notice. And that's what he's recommending. That's what he's insisting on. He's saying, and if you don't, it's like, you know, I'll take a sword out. You're supposed to use the sword in a proper way. What's the proper way of use of a sword among Torah scholars? You bang each other up with the sword, but you never hurt anyone, but you're clashing opinions. He says, if you're not going to do what I'm saying, then it's a destructive sword. It's a sword of forgetfulness. It's a sword that you're not on your toes. Let's skip a line. The line begins, Ema, jump to a quarter into the line, a few words into the line, Davar Acher. Davar Acher, another explanation. Haskes u Shema Yisrael, what does it mean, Haskes, that word? So he says it comes, the origin of the word is Kitsu Atzmechem al Divrei Torah. Grind yourself on Divrei Torah. Not so much that someone else grinds you and polishes you, but grind yourself. Dedicate yourself. Kidu Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish explained, Damar Reish Lakish, Menayin Shein Dover Miskayim Al B'misha Meimis Atzma Olah. Torah will be fulfilled with a person who kills himself over it. We still have that expression. To kill yourself over something. To be totally dedicated. Shenemar, Zosa Torah, this is Torah. Adam Kiyamos Ba'ohel. When a man will die in the tent. What do you mean a man die in the tent? Where do people die? A person who kills himself in the tent of Torah. We say that Yaakov was a person who dwelt in the tent of Torah. So a person who kills himself in the tent of Torah, he goes the extra mile. He pushes himself, whether it's intellectually pushing himself or physically pushing himself, but he's pushing himself. Davar Acher, finally, Haskes Shema Yisrael, Has. First be quiet, just study and absorb. Va'achakach kates. And then you could grind. So first the has and then the kates. Kidderava, as Rava explained, a person should first study Torah and then contemplate it. First arm yourself with a lot of munitions and then you could start waging war. And that's the concept in the yeshiva world, bekiyus and be'iyun. Bekiyus is you just learn quickly. You need material so that you have a sense of what's going on. And then there's be'iyun. Then there's really to delve slowly on a topic and develop it well. But if you try to do the be'iyun, the in-depth first, so that you don't know if you're contradicting something that's a Mishnah, that's a Gemara, so you got to learn quickly and in-depth. Yeshikoach, have a great day.